It's our hope that by reviewing the problems that are actually arising in the launch sites, that Disability Care Australia will be able to iron out some of those bugs and ensure that in the future the scheme truly does meet the needs of people who are blind or vision impaired. This interview is actually going to be played back at our national convention in October, where Doogie Hurd, manager from the Communications and Engagement branch of Disability Care Australia, will be presenting. Is there anything that either of you would like to say to Doogie directly? So, Marie?
Yeah, just give people choice. Stop giving with one hand and taking away with the other, you know, because that's not giving more choices. It's just another way of taking services away or minimalising people's support. Give people control over their allowances. You know, I shouldn't be subject to the whims of what, you know, they deem as appropriate in terms of, you know, the mobility allowance. It's totally inappropriate that they even be interfering with that, I feel. And the other thing is that, you know, occasional service users like myself, you know, if I choose not to participate, then that should be my right and I shouldn't be denied services, you know, if I do need them occasionally without, it's, as I said, it's not an issue so much at the moment because I've been told by Vision Australia and Guide Dogs that they will give me O&M if push comes to shove and I desperately needed it. But it still is going to put a barrier in the future because they're not going to get any funding or any cost paid, they'll, you know, because they're, you know, no longer providing those free services. And so it's just taken away options and taken away my choices, and that shouldn't be how it is. That's not what people marched for. That's not what people protested for. It wasn't to have people degraded in this way. It was to, you know, get people, to empower people, not to, you know, disempower people and take away their choice and their independence.
How about you, Tracy?
Yeah, a couple of things. Number one, just going back to that, this cannot be a one-size-fits-all approach. It's not feasible to adopt an approach like that when we're working with such a broad spectrum of society. The other point I would like to make is serious consideration needs to be given to funding guide dog costs. At the moment, the verdict is that DCA aren't sure as to whether this is actually going to be funded. Guide dogs are a disability incurred expense. I cannot fathom how that can't be taken into consideration. So I really think this needs to be addressed sooner rather than later.
Well, you've both raised some very important points that need to be considered, so it's our hope that Disability Care Australia will listen to that feedback and actually take it on board. That completes our interview. Thank you both for your time and for sharing your experience with us.
Thank you.